pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. And thank you so much for listening on this Monday morning. We do appreciate it. 251-343-0106. You want to hit us up on that text line, respond to anything we are discussing, please do so. So to come on the program, the official Democrat response to the Jeff Poor Show, former Congressman Parker Griffin. That's in about 30 minutes from now. The collapse of Build Back Better. We'll get into that with him. So please, like I said, stay tuned for that. Joining us now, first time on the program, very pleased he accepted an invitation. State Representative Lynn Greer of Rogersville up in Lauderdale County, my old stomping ground, joins us on the line. Representative, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Thanks for making time for us. I saw you a segment on Capital Journal on Friday night, and I thought it was good to get you on to come on and talk about this a little more in detail. There was an officer involved shooting, or a death in the line of duty, I should say, over in Sheffield earlier this year, and it come to find out the suspect had been was previously incarcerated for manslaughter charges, but had been let out for quote unquote good time, and has led people kind of questioning the system here. How does somebody like this get out? And, you know, things might be different today if they had remained in custody of the state. Representative, kind of walk us through good time, what you're aiming to do, what you want, how you want to change that, if you would.
Okay, well, we pre-file what's known as House Bill 45, and it just makes those convicted of manslaughter ineligible for good time sentence reductions. Now, good time in Alabama, for every day you serve, you get 2.5 days credit. And that's if you don't do something bad while you're in prison. And this guy's record, we've reviewed it. He had a terrible record while he was in there, but he was sentenced for 10 years for murdering his father. And he got a plea bargain, plea deal, which usually releases his sentence considerably. That's why he's 10 years. So he served 3 years and 2 months. And they just let him out. And then he comes back, and, you know, this year he's killed another guy. Then he got involved with the two cops and killed one of them. And that's Sergeant Mick Reisner. He was a member of the Sheffield Police Department. And, you know, the piece of legislation we're working on names it the Sergeant Mick Reisner Act, if we can pass it. And I'm hoping we can pass it. It's getting a little tough in the Alabama legislature pass anything that toughens up on crime, but we're going to work extra hard on it. I hope we can.
Well, and that seems to be the trend. At least I don't know, not necessarily a trend of action, because but to push back the other direction, just given the prison problems and everything, it seems like a lot of people, particularly on the Republican side, I mean, this is not necessarily a partisan thing. They want to go the other direction with criminal justice reform and look for ways to let more people incarcerate less and let more people that are currently incarcerated out.
Well, that's true. And, you know, we have, like I say, Republicans and Democrats that oppose anything we try to do to tighten down on crime. But I've worked on tightening crime for a number of years. And, you know, we help. I had the what's called the Alabama Fair Justice Act, which simply says now if you get out here and get convicted of murder in no longer 40, 45 years where you receive the death penalty, it's going to happen in 10 to 13 years. Didn't take any rights away from anybody. It just simply says that you're 3 appeals and you don't lose any of them, but there's no longer 15 years between them. You know, when one ends, you start the other one. And the Attorney General tells us all that can be done in 10 years and it's a maximum of 13 years. And, you know, he played a major role in finally helping us pass that legislation 3 or 4 years ago. But now we need to tighten down on the manslaughter deal. You know, if you get manslaughter, you shouldn't get judged a good time credit for it.
Yeah, and that was a real lapse of the system here. But, you know, it's like this, though, with the problems the prison system is facing. And I know you guys passed in special session a prison construction plan. But there just seems to be this drumbeat that we need to soften sentencing, that we need to look at other ways beyond just incarceration. as my understanding, it's hard to get a sentence that sends you to one of these where you do hard time in a state penitentiary or something. That we already are in a place where we try not to do that as much. I guess the question is, like, what would be, if you look at the big picture, what is the right approach here? Do we need to build more facilities and just to maintain this kind of tough on crime stance that I think a lot of people in the state would like to see?
Well, I think we've got to build some new prisons. You know, the federal government's got us challenged again, and we're going to have to respond to that challenge. And, you know, we just took about some of the stimulus money, $440 million, and converted it to build some new prisons. Now, some groups in the state have sued the state last week, challenged us on that. And, you know, of course, what we're doing there, we think we've got approval up front that we can justify to use that money to build new prisons. And that's going to keep us from having raised taxes on working people to build new prisons. But we've got to have more prisons in Alabama. We can't let it continue like it is. But we've got groups in the state who argue with us in the legislature, let's put nobody in prison. Let's train them. Let's try to get them on the right track, and then they can go to work and get a job. Well, they've had that chance before, and it didn't work. And I'm a firm believer in being fair to everybody, but at the same time, when you're fair to everybody, you got to be fair to those people who've lost their family members by somebody murdering them.
Yeah, we often overlook the victims of these violent crimes, and this latest example with Nick Reiser is such an example of that. But here's what a lot of your colleagues might tell me, maybe in private company, they would say, well, you know, Jeff, prisons, that's not something that's real popular with our voters, that we try to avoid this topic. It's sort of a third rail. But it occurs to me we're in this place right now in our politics across the country that people want to see, you know, they want to see government be tough on crime. They want public safety. They don't want all the looting and the smash and grab you're seeing in other places. That it would be a good time to make the case that we need to look more at things like what you're proposing rather than what seems to be the opposite.
Well, I agree with you 100%. And we've got people out there who, like I say, argue that let's don't lock people up, you know. But we've got to lock people up. You got a bad person in the community. And, you know, we out there, a lot of people are wanting to abolish all cops and defund the police. But at the same time, when they get in a problem and need somebody, they call the cops. And that makes sense. So that's why we can't abuse the policeman. If we're not careful, we're going to get it where you can't even hire a cop. And that's what we never want to face.
And we're in pretty good shape in Alabama. Generally, although, you know, you have these officers killed in the line of duty a lot lately here in Alabama. But, you know, this is a place where we are very, I think very favorably of our law enforcement in this state.
Well, that's true, yeah. Most people I deal with won't be tough on crime, and that just makes sense.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I think that's what the discussion needs to be about. But my concern is this, and look, I'm no apologist for the Alabama Department of Corrections. I think a lot's gone wrong there. Jeff Dunn exiting from a very tough job, and we got a John Hamm coming in to fill that void. But there are folks that are going to try to use the crisis the prison system is in to enact, you know, softer standards, criminal justice standards. Nowhere in the Department of Justice complaint does it say criminal justice reform. It just says you need to get your system out of violating the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution, which is a fair criticism. But I feel like it's being co-opted into something completely different.
Well, that's true. You know, we just got to be careful as we go forward, and let's not weaken the system. If anything, let's make it tougher. But at the same time, if you've got someone locked up, they need to stay locked up, then let's keep them locked up. And don't let them get out here and, you know, maybe murder someone else. You know, this is not the first situation we've had in Alabama, out numerous times, where we let people out early and they get out and kill somebody.
Yeah,
that's what we got to watch.
And we had to shake up with the Board of Pardons and Paroles, and that's like now the target of the institutional left in Alabama is, you know, we went from We went from a Judge Graddick there to something. Well, we went with something really bad with the what happened over in Marshall County with the gentleman that was out on parole. I should call him a gentleman, but he's out on parole, and he goes on the killing spree there with Jimmy Spencer, Jimmy O'Neill Spencer. And then they come in and really shake up things and institute a lot tougher system. And then Judge Graddick goes. We have a new regime there. We have Cam Ward, former state senator. But he's still the partisan parole system is still the target of the left, where they would think that we need to go in that opposite direction. And that's something I think it would seem to me that this coming up legislative session that starts next month is something you got to be on guard for, right?
Well, that's true. And you mentioned former House member Cam Ward, and then State Senator Cam Ward. And by the way, when we passed the Fair Justice Act a few years ago, it was written by the people over in Madison County, Huntsville, Alabama. But Cam handled it in the Senate. I handled it in the House. So he's a very capable person, and I'm glad to see him as head of pardon and parole. And I think he's going to help us toughen the system up. And then again, we got Attorney General down there now, Steve Marshall, who's worked very good with us in trying to make sure that those people who need to stay in prison stay in prison.
And I don't know what your constituents are telling you, but I just don't know where, if there is, maybe it's in certain places in the state, but there is no like groundswell of push to really weaken the criminal justice system and make it where it's harder to get in. To get people in and out of prison, right?
Well, that's true. But we got to be fair with everybody. If we can take somebody and put them in prison and try to renovate them and make a different person out of them, then that's what we need to do.
But yeah.
At the same time, we've tried it many, many times when it didn't work. So that's what we got to be careful of.
Yeah, and I think you're right on this. Hey, Representative, you've been very, very kind to come on this morning and talk about your bill, and hopefully we could talk again sometime in the near future.
Okay, yeah, and there's a Senate bill. Senator Larry Stutz from Carver County, he's got a bill that just pretty much abolishes good time, and of course I don't know how far along we can go around that way. All we're talking about is abolishing good time for manslaughter.
Well,
and especially if you've plea bargained and got a weaker sentence, we don't need to be giving you 2.5 days for every day you serve.
Well, before I let you go, I mean, what do you think of that, doing away with good time altogether?
Well, I see where Cam Ward has opposed it. He says we don't need to. We need people in there who are willing to make a change in their life, and if we can give them a reduced sentence and they behave, then we can look at that. But here again, that needs to be limited to certain crimes. We certainly don't need it good time for manslaughter, because that means you've killed someone. But if you got someone maybe had a drug problem or something, and they've changed over and they can be a good citizen, become a working citizen, a taxpaying citizen, then yeah, I'm willing to look at that. But here again, not for manslaughter.
Right. As I said, Representative, you've been very kind with your time this morning. Let's talk again soon.
Appreciate you calling. Thank you.
Thank you. That was State Representative Lynn Greer there on the line joining us, doing away with good time. A lot of you probably weren't aware of this phenomenon known as good time, but it needs a second look just based on what happened earlier this year in Sheffield with the officer killed in the line of duty. Anyway, enough of that. Got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. I'll pick it up on the other side with a bunch of your text here I want to try to get to. 251-343-0106. Thanks for sticking with us. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5. I learned the path to heaven. Just pull a sinner's hand.